Hall of Fame, 20 classic rock snubs.
Continues with our considered Hall of Fame do-over. I'm Redbeard from InTheStudio.net. 1977 Styx album The Grand Illusion, based around Dennis DeYoung's songwriting concept of an America increasingly trading its values for the material trappings of success. It was the breakthrough project. The Grand Illusion was the first Styx album to crack the top 10, and the first of four consecutive Styx albums to all sell multi-million copies. It had been over 13 years of struggle, yet coming from working-class families in Chicago, Dennis DeYoung and James J.Y. Young soon realized that Bob Dylan was right. Money doesn't talk, it swears.
There's a period of adjustment for friends and family who are convinced that your new found wealth and status are going to change you in such a way. They feel threatened, but they're in fear of losing you as they have come to know you, and thereby they can react, your friends and family can react in ways that you'd never suspect they would, and feel threatened.
Well, you know,
by
I
what's
mean,
happened to you.
A prime example is my dad, who's worked hard all his life and has his own business, looked at me one day across the table and said, "What's it feel like not to have to work?" You know, as if what we do doesn't require a monumental effort and isn't stressful. And you don't have to deal with ups and downs and the fact that, you know, a lot of people are not going to play your records, even though a lot of people did for us at that point in time. But that perception that Dennis was talking about, you know, that a family member could turn to you and say, you know, what's it feel like not to work, just shows that the perception gap that sort of was created by our success, by people close to us. And that was hard to deal with in some ways.
The thing is it's always been our job as musicians, rock and roll musicians, to make it look glamorous, the Grand Illusion, to make it look like it was easy, to make it look like it's fun at all times. It's really our job to portray that to people, because we're diversion. That's what we are. We're entertainment for them.
Blue Collar Man was something that Tommy had this little idea, and then we're standing on stage, and Dennis just... It's soundcheck somewhere, and I can't remember where, but Dennis, you know, cranked up his big Hammond organ.
His big organ. He has a big organ. Speaking of his kidneys now.
And speaking of his heart. And just cranked up that beginning riff to Blue Collar Man, and then we went from there.
And that was James J.Y. Young, lead guitarist, sometime singer and songwriter with Styx. Here's Tommy Shaw.
We were all having to deal with how different things were. And, you know, it seemed like the country was going through a similar sort of experience. And we were all starting to get money, and we could afford all these things. And we were finding that, wait a second, why isn't this making me happy? Here I've got everything that I thought I wanted. You know, I'm playing in front of thousands of people every night. People are making this big fuss of me. And some nights, things aren't so great with me personally. But, you know, they're looking at me like things are great. And it was kind of confusing for me. I learned to deal with it. It wasn't that bad, but it was worthy of writing a song.